Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Diva of Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll discuss the past 2 weeks of the show. The show is interactive. Feel free to call in at 914-338-1239 or join us in our chat room. You must register to post in the chat room. Also, don't forget to add us as a friend to be alerted to future shows. Check us out daily at divaofdaysofourlives.blogspot.com and also on Facebook as Diva Days. So we have Queen of the Night here once again.
Hello, everyone.
And we have Fancy Face.
Hello.
Hello. Well, first off, I wanted to do our own best and worst of 2009 since Soap Opera Digest did their list. So what did you guys think was the best story of 2009?
On day?
Well, yeah, let's just do days.
Well, I'd have to agree the baby switch storyline, I guess.
I enjoyed it,
except it was too long, but I liked it.
Well, it's like I was thinking, has there really been any other storyline on days?
I can't think of any other one.
Baby switch.
Right.
I mean, you have the whole Carly Vivian thing, but that's only just started, really. It's only been
right.
a month or two. But really, everything has been, all baby switch all the time for most of the year.
Right.
So, for days, I'd almost say, what else is there for this year,
Yeah, I agree. It was the best. And actually, I already had one for worst storyline, and I would go with Kate poisoning Chloe. Because that was just scary.
Yeah.
That was bizarre.
It was so unnecessary, and,
yeah.
She didn't die, so what was the point?
Yeah,
the
unfortunately.
Point, yeah, the whole point, it was just a plot to get her to marry Stefano, so, but,
And it was very un-Kate-like. Kate was a little bit too much of a mustache twirler for who Kate usually is. I mean, and it also just wasn't believable to me because Kate and Daniel didn't really seem to have that much of a emotional connection to each other when they were first having the love affair. It seemed like they were both just, having, what you call it, a summer, she was having her cougar moment, having a fling with a younger man, and he was going for it. But I never got the idea from either one of them that there was really anything that emotional to it. And when he did want, when she had the cancer storyline and that's what led to the breakup, it was just, they broke up way too easily. There wasn't much of a fight to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
And so it struck me as kind of convoluted writing that all of a sudden she tried to kill another woman just for being with him when she didn't seem to care that much about him the first time. So really bothered me with that story.
We never got to see them together anyway. It was all off screen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I could see killing her off because what she did to Lucas would be a better motive than her still being attracted to Dan. But that was kind of strange.
Right.
Oh, and okay, well, who'd you guys think was the best couple this year?
Well, I still love EJ and Sammy. I'm just a diehard fan of it. And every time they're in a scene, most of the time when they're in scenes together, for me, their chemistry just overtakes everything, even if they're fighting or if it's just with Rafe hovering in the background or whatever. And I'm still hoping that, this whole Sydney revelation will draw them back together in spite of, what's going on with Rafe and everything. So for me, they're still my favorite couple because they're the ones that still have the chemistry for me and they still have potential to have, something that's not boring,
Well, Beatrice in the chat room said the best story was the Melanie and Philip sex tape. But I do agree with them. The best couple, I think, is Stade. It's definitely Kate and Stefano. And to me, they're entertaining. They're actually not fighting. And no one's trying to interlope on them at all. When they're on the screen, you pay attention because they're up to something. So
I like Stade, too. But I have to say I liked EJ and Nicole.
Yeah,
too.
But they
I did like them. Yeah, I did. I did. And somehow I'm still kind of rooting for Nicole. I don't know.
Yeah, I like EJ and Nicole, too, but there was just too much angst going on. They were only happy. I mean, Nicole was just so obsessed with getting caught, she was never happy in the relationship. And it made him look so stupid. But I was on board with them in the very beginning, but just passed a year for them. And on Saddle Shoes is here. Hi, Saddle Shoes.
Hello.
Oh. Hi, guys.
Hi, Saddle Shoes.
Hi.
Okay. Oh, who do you guys think is the worst couple of 2009?
Oh, Daniel and Chloe.
Yes.
I mean, they got that right.
Well, I agree with that. I also, but I, and Queen of the Night, please don't get mad at me, but I can't.
Uh-oh.
Brady and Ariana. I know you like Brady.
Yeah.
But
I like Brady. I like Brady and Nicole, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For Brady and Ariana, there's just no,
no
real chemistry. I mean, I don't care what the actors were like on Passions. On Days, as the characters they are now, it's just Brady is so preachy with her, and she's all in the subterfuge of, you know, I'm in prison, but I'm an agent, but I'm a drug dealer, but I'm, and it just, it's just like every time their scenes start, it sort of sucks the energy out of the show while they're on. For me, I find them terribly dull.
What do you think of Ariana and EJ?
I think
there's something going on there.
Yeah, he's one of those actors that brings out, you know, good performances out of whoever he's with. So, I mean, I haven't been terribly impressed with the actress that's playing Ariana now. But
when she was in his scenes, she was a little better for me.
But I like EJ with Sammy. I like him with Nicole. I like him
with anybody.
Pretty much anybody because James Scott's hot. What do you want?
He's good with anybody.
And we have Bliberty on.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You know, speaking of the Brady and Ariana, I was so glad Ariana finally got jealous of Brady and Nicole. So I kept thinking, what's up with Ramirez family? Ray seems so secure with Sammy, and he's not jealous of EJ at all. Ariana's secure with Brady, and she's not jealous of Nicole at all. I'm like, you know, like what the heck? They don't even seem like real soap characters. Because all soap characters are jealous and suspicious and paranoid. The last 2 weeks, Ariana finally got paranoid about Nicole. It's like, what took you so long? I mean, Brady was bailing her out since last November, and all of a sudden now she just noticed. I don't know, maybe they're just not too sharp. I don't know. I just thought it was weird they weren't jealous until now.
Yeah. Well, all the secret came out. Then she really found out how much he really did help her and knows, so I can kind of buy that now she's jealous because now she knows more than she did before.
Yeah, I could see that.
Well, she was a little jealous of her before, wasn't she? Was complaining about him meaning her.
I don't remember. It might have been.
I can remember something like that.
It's because it's not memorable.
It
yeah, that's true.
Ariana and Brady.
Yeah, I really don't pay that much attention to them, to tell you the truth. Okay, who is the most entertaining couple?
Now, for that, I say Kate and Stefano.
Yeah.
I gave them my
most
entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Those two, whether they're fighting or they're in cahoots or whatever, they're just fun to watch, and the zingers go back and forth, and it's good TV.
Yeah. And throw Victor and Vivian in there, and that could be
too,
with the four of them. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine all those people on a double date?
Oh, that'd be
fantastic. Yeah, really.
The sad part is that they're on about a quarter of what everybody else is on combined, and yet they're still more entertaining.
You know, I think Dave's ripped me off, though. Didn't I say weeks ago that I wanted Vivian and Philip to meet because Vivian was Philip's incubator? And didn't Philip refer to Vivian as his incubator? I know.
I think he
did. Yet they ripped me off totally.
Yes, he did say that, yeah.
Yeah, because when that nurse...
Uh-huh.
We did our first chat about Vivian. I flat out said I wanted, you know, Philip.
Yeah, I remember.
Yes, I said incubator.
Mm-hmm.
I sure they listen to our show every time we're every time we're on.
You think Vivian's going to try to convince Philip that he's that she's his real mother?
Yeah, because, I mean, what else does she have?
I mean, yeah,
I mean,
right.
Vivian doesn't
back
have any, as far as we know, Vivian doesn't have any kids.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs somebody to meddle with.
Philip would really get mad, though, if Vivian tries to hurt Melanie, if it turns out Melanie is Carly's daughter. So there'll be some kind of friction there down the road. You know, you can see that happening. If there's friction available, the writers are going to use it.
Yeah, that would be awesome friction, because you'd have Carly, Vivian, and Philip and Melanie all fighting. That'd be fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I would like to see Melanie get the best of Vivian, but that might be a little hard because Vivian's so cunning. I could see Vivian locking Melanie in a closet or something just to be mean, just to create some kind of weird situation. It's Carly's style, you know, locking people up in boxes.
Okay, I don't think there was that many triangles, but you guys have a... an idea what you think was best in the worst triangles this year. The worst triangle I think was definitely Dan Lowe and Lucas. That was just the worst.
And Chloe. Yeah.
But there really wasn't any good triangles I could think of.
I kind of like, and it's not really a triangle because they're not going that way, but I have to say when Hope went into the Beau's bed, you know, into their bedroom and found Carly in Beau's bed, that scene for me was really, really rocking. I mean, Hope was a total bitch, you know, and Carly was. I thought Christian and Crystal have good actor chemistry, you know, as opponents to each other, and so I do kind of like what I've seen, although they're not going to go very far with it because they don't want to, you know, outrage all the Beau and Hope fans, I think. But I did like what little I saw of it. But, yeah, that's the only thing I'd say for the best. And, yeah, I agree for the worst. I hate that Lucas, for the second time in, what, a year or two, was made the cheated-on husband who didn't have a clue, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really hope now that Lucas is back that maybe, you know, it seems like he's starting to get a little more mature, that maybe he learned a thing or two in rehab, you know, like he's taking responsibility, and I'm hoping that will lead to perhaps a real relationship for the poor guy.
Yeah.
I wonder what they're going to do with him, though.
I don't think.
Who is there for him?
There's Ariana.
Well, I've heard Lucas and Stephanie was a possibility, but I don't know if I'd like that or not.
Oh.
No.
She seems a little young for him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you could have, like, Lucas, Stephanie, Philip. Those two brothers have never fought over the same girl or not. That's never happened between Lucas and Philip.
Hmm.
You've had Lucas and Austin fighting over a girl, but not Lucas and Philip. But I don't know. Maybe they bring on someone new for him.
Yeah, I can't think of who.
Okay, biggest waste of talent in 2009.
Go ahead. Older half of the cast.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody except Suzanne Rogers. Man.
That's true.
Stefano.
Oh, Renee Jones.
Oh, I think they've ruined
Renee Jones.
Other than him being married to Kate, that's about the only part I like.
Yeah, that was a good
one. Otherwise,
yeah,
he's a joke
show.
I'm sorry, he's never been this. He's never been this incompetent when it comes to getting his way, as he has been in life for the last year. I mean, it's silly.
And it was the first time that I remember him ever just skipping town because he was scared because a hitman of his screwed up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And I was just like, Stefano doesn't run. He'll find some way to deal with it, but he never just turns tail and runs unless, you know, he's just blown up the Salem Civic Center or something. You know, but, yeah, Stefano is not the villain he once was, and it's a real shame.
Well, he didn't skip town with Phillips. Tapped on Phillip's life. And Phil survived. He stayed in town the entire time, didn't he?
Yeah, he did say that. No, I was talking about this last time
I'm just saying a couple months ago he didn't leave town. I think that was, May? Yeah, why is he leaving town now?
I just laughed because I remember back in 2007 when he first came back, everybody was going, oh, God, they're ruining him. He's such a joke. He wasn't nearly the joke he is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every time he's on, though, I don't leave the set. I don't know. He's just got a way about himself, and Phil Mascola, he really knows how to act.
He can make you watch anything.
Yeah.
No matter how bad it is.
Okay, so flip side of biggest waste of talent is overexposure. Who's the most overexposed, overused character on the show?
Rafe.
Sammy. Well, both of them.
Yeah, but I can handle parts of Sammy. I cannot handle Rafe.
Yeah,
for 1 second he's on screen. He's just such a waste.
The hero bit was overdone with Rafe. Hero label.
Well, when Sammy was in Stefano's hospital room and wouldn't shut up and he was almost going to spill the beans, that was irritating. It went on for half an hour or so on the screen. And I just had to mute it or go watch the news or something. I mean, I couldn't take it.
And her whining grates on my nerves. Oh, God.
Yeah. She does whine.
She whines too much. But although this week I was tired even of Nicole, and I adore Nicole, but it's just gotten to the point. And see, she's been on more episodes than all four of Eileen Davidson's characters put together in a year. Ridiculous.
That's funny. Well, yeah, the thing is, too, is they concentrate on her story when there isn't really that much that she's doing. She's just, how many episodes have we had to sit through with Nicole just worrying if the secret comes out, worrying if she'll get caught, worrying about what she's going to do next. And she doesn't actually do anything in the episode, but she's just spending the whole episode worrying about it. And that's what was a major part of why the storyline didn't, rock my world, because, so much of it seemed to me just repetitive. It wasn't beat-by-beat classic storytelling. It was a slow, dragged-out, repetitive stuff.
No, it wasn't
every once in a while something would happen.
It wasn't the baby switch storyline. It was the Nicole storyline because it was all about her.
Yeah.
It wasn't about anybody else.
Well, how long is Sydney going to be off the, off the show with her being kidnapped and missing? Because, I'm going to boycott the show until Sydney's back.
Oh, that is a cute baby, isn't it? Or a cute set of twins.
She's a cute little
boy,
too.
Yes, she was a cute, a baby is such a good actress that she can play a boy. I totally bought that she was a boy for a couple episodes. She did a great job. Yeah.
The actress that plays Nicole's mother, Valerie Wildman or whatever her name is, she has a PhD in real life. But boy, she plays a good airhead on TV, doesn't she?
I always
what an
her.
Airhead!
Oh, I hate Faye Walker. I always hated Faye Walker. Yeah. She was
such
a pushover.
Exactly.
Oh. Lord,
hasn't gotten
any
better.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, the last two episodes of this, the show's been really good for the past month. The last two episodes were just terrible. It was Faye walking
in.
The
last 2 days have been bad.
Yeah, Faye walking in out of Nicole's room. Okay, I'll go get fake passwords. Oh, look, I brought them back. Oh, I paid the guy. Oh, you're going to do this. And they could have done that in like 10 seconds. There's no reason to drag that out for two entire episodes.
But if you don't drag that out for two entire episodes, then you have to come up with something actually interesting.
Yeah.
I just can't believe how dumb the Salem police and the FBI are. They can't locate Nicole's mother. If she social security numbers, if she's working in a diner. I mean, everybody leaves a footprint somehow. It's just so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sure that you can get a hold on Brandon.
Yeah.
I can't believe they've got EJ going to the police. Come on. No Demera has ever been that stupid, ever.
I think the only case that the Brady's ever solved was Nick killing Trent Robbins. That's the only murder they ever solved. And that was, 2 years ago? Was that last year or 2 years ago?
That was about two years ago,
I think.
Yeah. Nick Fallon being a murderer, that's the only one they ever solved.
Hope and Bo kind of figured it out, didn't they?
Well, the thing is, look how Bo and Hope handled Ciara's kidnapping. I mean, if you're EJ, do you really want... Well, I guess that's different from...
Do you really want the police commissioner who screwed up his own daughter's kidnapping to go find his kids?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I think Stefano brought up that point to EJ. What? You want the Bradys to handle the kidnap? You know. Well, he didn't mention it, but, you know, that's what it was implied.
So. It also annoyed me with that Nicole kept making all those phone calls. It's like if you're on the run, you know, when you're, bailed out of jail, on the run with a kidnapped baby, you don't just call Brady and call EJ and call Sammy. And I don't care if it's a stolen cell phone or a payphone or whatever. You know, I'm sorry, the Nicole of like a decade ago would have been smarter than that. They've really dumbed her down.
Nicole of a year ago had more guts about what she wanted to do, and suddenly she doesn't know if she wants to take the kid away.
After everything she's done, she has
that. After everything she pulled to get to this point, and she was this close, and she could have gotten away.
Yeah, that really disappointed me how they wrote it, because, you know,
determination
is one of the best things about Nicole, you know.
I can't believe they named this the best storyline of the year for any soap. Are the other soaps this bad? Because I've seen One Life to Live. None of theirs. I can name 5 stories they've done this year that aren't this bad.
Yeah.
Who's the most boring character of the year?
Rafe.
Rafe, Mia, Will.
Rafe,
Will,
Chloe.
Mia.
That's a big list.
They might have sent Mia, she's learning to cry a little bit and shed a few tears here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you missed everybody they hired after Eric, who wasn't a former character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about best and worst new characters? I have a hard time even thinking. I have such a hard time with the timeline, to tell you the truth.
Well, that Kinsey, I'm glad she's gone. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, the friend. Oh, okay.
Oh, the friend. Oh, man.
That one.
Yeah.
What an irritating little twit. Glad she's gone.
Well, I guess Mia isn't. Is she considered new? I guess.
No, she was last year.
Yeah.
She's
last year.
Last year. Yeah.
We haven't seen much of Chad lately, and I like Chad.
Yeah, Chad was on.
I like Nathan actually.
Yeah, I do like Nathan.
I guess Chad would have to be the best of the lot so far.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he'll still be around or not, unless they find a story for him.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll be a Demira.
But if Mia is
rumors
not,
about that.
If Mia is not Carly's kid, what are they going to do with her?
Yeah,
but
really.
She's broken up with Will. I mean, why is she around still? So she can cry at Mickey's funeral.
Yeah, unless,
They need people to fill up the seats, I guess.
Did you catch that they showed a picture of the original Mickey with Maggie during the week?
Oh yeah.
For about 5 seconds.
I think that proves they're going to kill him.
Yeah, they're killing him off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Clark got paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has to get his permission. I know that for sure. They can't.
I mean, that's the first time I've seen someone recast without ever being put on the show.
Recast, yeah. They have to pay him if they show the picture? That's what I always heard.
They have to get his permission.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they have
to
pay.
They have to get permission? Oh, okay.
Permission. Yes.
Hmm.
Well, I have
maybe they'll show some old flashbacks if they kill him off before. They'll show some old flashbacks.
Well, flashbacks would be nice.
That's what I think.
They've barely shown any. They haven't shown a single Vivian flashback, have they?
No.
Nope. Not that I'm aware of. Not even
a Vivian flashback? No, I don't think so.
Not even.
And they've only shown
flashback.
One or two Carly ones, if you don't count her killing Lawrence.
Over and over.
Well, that's hard too. But she was with Robert Kilker Kelly when he was playing Beau.
That's right.
She did. They did do one Peter Reckle and
she
Crystal
had a whole
flashback.
Year with. She had a whole year with Peter Reckle before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did one. They did one flashback, and then they did the flashback of her being buried alive too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they did show her being buried alive. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I made up my own topics. Okay, who's your nominee for biggest dumbass of the year?
It has to be Brady, even though I love the guy.
This is hard. I would say it's a tie between Brady and Rafe. Anybody who gets knocked over by air.
Yeah, but EJ, you got to put him up there too, man.
Yeah,
he got fooled by everybody.
Yeah,
his wife,
yeah.
His dad.
Yeah,
I'd have
true.
To go with Brady.
Yeah, Brady. I'd go with Brady and EJ. But Brady knew some of the stuff Nicole was up to and still kept his mouth shut. You know what I mean? EJ was completely clueless, but Brady
EJ
knew.
EJ was clueless.
Yeah, but Brady knew it, that it wasn't her mm-hmm. baby, and he still didn't say anything.
He sure is loyal, like a little puppy dog, isn't he?
He sure is. Mm-hmm.
Well, the one thing I would say about Brady and EJ is neither of them are policemen. I mean, they were in love with the person who pulled one over on them, at least. That's mm-hmm. Rafe's excuse for being a dumbass.
Well, gang, I think I'm going to sign off now. So.
Thanks so much for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm going to get going. Yeah, nice talking to y'all.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Okay, next category.
What are we up to?
Most useless character.
Mia.
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 No, I'm going to say it turned out to be Meredith since she didn't kill him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the whole story about his ex, his wife to be? What we ever going to find that out? I guess not.
You know, I think
I'm not sure I care.
There is a rumor out there that Nicole meets up with someone in jail, and I kept thinking, who the heck could it possibly be? Maybe it is Meredith. Mm. Maybe she.
We don't want her back.
I don't want her back. But who else could be possibly
in jail?
Well,
she's not going to do her job.
Somebody in jail.
I don't know who else is in jail that Nicole can commiserate with. I don't know. Jan Spears is still in a coma last time I checked.
John Spears.
But, you know,
who was sent to jail?
They were partners in crime, though, Jan and Nicole. So you never mm-hmm. know. But there's no
show. No, shock. Don't mention Jan. Oh.
Jan Spears. I don't know. Okay. Oh, so who's useless? Okay, we're all saying it's Mia.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
It's like I said, her purpose has been served. She had the kid. The kid's gone, you know, okay. I mean, it's not, I don't think the Will Mia romance has really set the world on fire or anything. I'm ready for her to
Stephanie?
Pack her bags and go.
Yeah. Stephanie?
Well,
Stephanie?
Now that Steve and Kayla are gone, she's pretty much useless, too.
She's pretty much useless, too.
I don't even, don't even miss her when she's not on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lexi and Abe don't do anything. There's so much cast on the back burner.
Well, Abe's the mayor, so you can't.
Oh, Salem did.
What does he do?
Mayor for 40 years.
Roman.
Well, that's what I thought was funny is that Abe came to EJ's house when they were trying to, he was a few weeks ago. Abe and Roman came to EJ's house, and I'm like, why is the mayor still doing grunt police work? It's like, doesn't he have better things to do with his time now? They still got Abe doing his old police job even when he's supposed to be the mayor.
Well, the thing is, too, if there's any Carver should be there, it's Lexi. Her niece is the one that's missing. You know, instead of
well, the thing is with Lexi is she did her own baby switch way back, so anything she says will make her hypocritical.
Well, that's fine. That'd be nice to see someone throw that in her face. I mean, you know,
I'd
what the heck.
I'd love to see Lexi and Hope get over it again on the baby switch. What's happened, you know?
Actually, Hope hasn't even mentioned, has she even mentioned it yet, the baby's missing?
No.
No. She's
like it never happened.
She's still pissed off about Carly. She's not even thinking about Sydney right now.
No, yeah.
Well, nobody talks about anybody else that they're friends with, that they're related to. It's just, like,
yeah,
they're all in their own little stories. We're back to 2005. They're all in their own little stories, and they don't know anything about what's going on with the people they're related to.
Okay.
Hell, even Will didn't know about the kid, right?
Roman?
For, like, 2 days. Will.
Oh, Will, yeah. Will just kind of walked in, and they were sitting.
Walked in, and she had,
You cracked me
what's
up.
What's Sydney doing here?
Yes. They're all welcoming Sydney, and then Sammy just tells Roman and Caroline to go take care of their kids and leave. Don't you want Sydney to be around her siblings for a couple minutes? I mean, Caroline and Roman took...
another reason Nicole should have Sydney, because Sammy just gets rid of her as soon as she gets her back.
I mean, I would grow some serious gray hairs if I was taking care of three kids under the age of 3, but, Sammy doesn't have to worry about that because... She leaves Cindy alone for a minute, and she's gone. And Roman and Caroline take her other kids, and
That's why I kind of root for Nicole having Sydney, because Sammy, like, poor Allie's just been shoved off to John and Marlena or wherever the hell she is. It's like, it's not like Sammy is the mother of the year anyway.
No.
It's like Nicole desperately wanted a kid and just was able to have one. And yes, she was wrong and she did terrible things, but I do believe that in her own twisted way, she really, really loves the baby.
Sammy, it's more
of a possession, you know. It's like, I had the baby, so it's mine, but she was going to give it away.
Yeah. Okay, my other divish topic is smartest character of the year. That's not something you see too often in the soap magazines. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to give it to Rafe, because he figured everything out. If it wasn't for Rafe, they would never have figured it out. Well, Tony did, I guess, and Stefano.
Tony's the smartest. Tony's the one that figured it out
first.
Yeah, but he died, so that's not very smart.
Hey, even Albert Einstein could have been killed by a piece of wood. Come on.
That's true.
Yeah.
But,
anybody can slip.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I just don't know. But Sammy just had no clue. And EJ had no clue. Brady still had hit half of a clue. So, I don't know. I think if it wasn't for Ray, I think Nicole.
What about Stefano? He knew right away.
Stefano knew.
The heck did he know?
Yeah, we're still waiting.
Yeah, maybe Tony told him.
I have to go with the smartest character being
Nicole. Never said how he knew, right?
He pulled this off for how many months?
Nicole, but...
We never knew how Stefano knew, right?
Even though Ray figured it out, I just can't see him as being the smartest. Not when Nicole made it last this long. I agree, we wouldn't have gotten to the end, but that's not my choice. I would have written it differently.
Okay, so we had some interesting stuff go on with Melanie, and she's got two men fighting over her, which is a huge switch to what happened last year, when she just had Nick all obsessed with her. So what team are you guys on, Melanie and Philip or Melanie and Nathan?
I have to say, and I'm probably out of, I really like Nathan, and I feel sorry that they put him in this corner where, you know, he's the comfortable pair of shoes and Philip's the sexy high heel, as she once said, you know, because I think he is a attractive guy, and they've painted him into Mr. Nice Guy, you know, Dr. Horton, and making him, put him in this corner, but I thought that he had a nice kind of romantic comedy feel with Melanie that made her a more likable character. And I think the whole Nathan-Melanie relationship was part of what made people like Melanie more than, you know, everyone hated her last year and wanted her off the show. Mm-hmm. And now people are liking her a lot more. And I think I attribute that more to her with Nathan than I do with Philip. I mean, and the thing too is I like Philip very much in his relationships with the older characters like Vivian and Kate,
right.
And even the scene with Bo and Carly on Friday was great.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to, you know, the way I'm pissed off about how he treated Melanie when, you know, the sex video came on, you know, when he had that one night stand with her in a Fleabag hotel and then dumped her for Stephanie the next day. It's just like, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I couldn't just forgive a guy for that. I mean, it's just like every time she's back with Philip and kissing him and all has the hots for him, I'm like, don't you remember? Do you have amnesia and just didn't tell anyone? I that drives me crazy. So I'm not a big Philip Melanie fan.
Yeah, I totally agree with Fancy Face. I like Nathan and Melanie. I like her to get the nice guy. Yeah, I like their comedy, and I like them much better.
I do think Melanie and Philip are sexier, though. I think they're
definitely are sexier, yeah.
But I like Melanie and Nathan.
And Philip is
too.
Hotter, yeah, definitely.
But I like Melanie and Nathan, too, until Melanie had that conversation with Ariana this week. When she kind of admitted that he's not tripping her trigger, then it's like, that killed the whole thing for me. When she's admitting she's not really attracted to him, then that's pretty much over.
Yeah, like, and how Ariana said he's the guy that you think you should have.
Right.
And that you think you should be with, not the one you really want to be with.
Right. But before that, I thought she really did really want him, and then.
I think she just wants to try to be the good girl because she's been the bad girl.
Right.
That's what she thought by being with Nathan. That's why.
Well, the fact of the matter is neither guy's right for her. One doesn't do it for her, and the other one is going to treat her like dirt, so.
I always liked her with Brady, but everyone doesn't like that. They think it's more like a brother-sister relationship. I don't know. I always liked them together, but they never let it go that way.
I liked her with Lucas. They had a nice little snarkiness going on that I thought was kind of interesting.
I can't see that either. He's at a, just at a weird age. That there's no one her age. Everybody's either too young or too old.
If anybody, Sammy was the best with Lucas, I think.
Right.
Of all he's been with.
Maybe they should try her with Chad. Give him something to do.
But then he seems like he's
too
young.
If they get rid of him and they keep Will.
Not in Melanie. Yeah. Well, they're in real life. They're together. So.
Yeah, but his character is 16. So, and I'm not even sure.
What's Melanie? Only about 20?
Maybe 19. Yeah,
19. Yeah, she's not much older.
She seems way too experienced for him.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, I did actually catch the Venice first episode that premiered last night. That's Crystal Chappelle's web show. So I don't understand the strategy going behind that. The first episode was free. It was 6 minutes. And then you have to pay to watch the rest of the episode for season one. I think that's dumb. I think it's better. I understand. Obviously, it costs money, and it's well-produced, and it looks nice and everything. But if all the episodes are going to be 6 minutes, I don't see the point of paying for it.
How much do they want you to pay?
It's $10 for the whole season. I'm not even sure how many episodes are or how many actual minutes. I mean,
I'd be surprised if they're all 6 minutes, but maybe they are. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Wouldn't you think your first episode would be longer than 6 minutes? Basically, it was two scenes. I mean, I don't understand the point. I think it's a better concept to maybe do a whole first season and then try to sell it to a network or market it that way, or have promotional ads, maybe. You know, just like if you watch Days on Hulu, every commercial break, they show a little 30-second commercial. Why not do that for Venice? I'm not sure if they tried that and it didn't work out or what. But
well, I think they did like a survey to see how many people would be willing to pay for it. And they...
I guess they did do that. I wasn't on their website.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, they did.
I would think they would probably have done that to see if it was worth it.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Maybe, you know, everything went well, and they got a lot of people to subscribe, and you never know. But, I mean, I don't know. Just watching the first 6 minutes, it wasn't that great. Basically, Krista Chappelle's character and Jessica, they were the Italian Guiding Light. Their exes had hooked up, and Jessica's character wants a relationship. Crystal's character isn't interested. She's just kind of gun-shy on commitment. She wants her freedom, and it was the morning after, and then they met up with Galen Gary on a rooftop coffee shop, and Jessica's character left, and Galen told Crystal not to break the girl's heart, and that was it. That was, you know, the 6 minutes.
Yeah, and it's so clincher to keep you to. For me, it's like unless you are, you know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of the people that are already that did the survey and said they would pay were probably a lot of them were Guiding Light Otalia fans, you know.
Yeah.
But
looking forward to seeing if they didn't get on Guiding Light.
Right.
Sorry.
If you didn't watch Guiding Light and you don't know who these characters are and you're just wanting to watch because it's a new series and, you know, Crystal Chappelle's doing it, I didn't see any kind of big clinchers to cause me to say, oh, my gosh, I've got to pay $10 because I need to know what's going to happen next week. There wasn't anything that really, for me, drew me in to want to see it next week.
Yeah, no,
I'm not willing to pay for it, but I liked the 6 minutes I saw, if only because I think this is where soap's got to go if you don't have money. And soaps don't have money. And if they don't start doing character, if they don't do a soap, you know, more around characters and around stunts, which they're still doing, they're never going to make it. And she's at least going in that direction.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm curious to see the next one, not curious enough to pay $10, Mm-hmm. But I was curious to see what would happen next. And I was a little shocked at Galen not being quite the piece of cardboard he is on Days. That was nice. I didn't think he was a good actor, but I was a little surprised he wasn't as bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, other option is they're going to have a DVD coming out too. So if you're on the fence about subscribing, you could always wait and see how the first season goes and see what kind of feedback, comes from the season. If it's suddenly everyone's talking about it, then you can always get the DVD and catch up and, but
yeah.
I think that's what I might do because, I'm not really tempted to shell out the $10, but on the other hand, I'm not saying I won't ever watch it either,
I'm not one to go out and watch a show because there's a gay relationship on it, but I like their relationship. I like the chemistry between Chappelle and the other girl.
She was hotter with him than she is with Peter Reckle. I noticed that right away.
Well, I don't think they're going for that on Days lately. So.
Well, even in the 90s, I didn't think they were,
Well, in the 90s, I thought the only person Crystal Days
has never really
her
Days hasn't done
the guy who turned out to be her husband. So
mm-hmm. Days hasn't done
Larry
a gay
was...
relationship, have they?
Mm-hmm.
They've never. Days has never done a gay relationship, have they?
And they never
no.
will. Never.
Yeah.
All the gay characters in Days have been comical ones, like
comical.
Harold
that's yes, what I mean, but never a serious one.
Yeah, there's Harold with the Jack
hilarious.
Harold
for a soap that did The Exorcist.
Yeah.
They'll do that.
Yeah.
But God forbid we cannot have gays on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
When you were making that point about buying a DVD, but after watching 6 minutes, is anybody going to really even remember to even want to buy the DVD when the DVD's out? You're talking about several months down the line.
I'm thinking about buzz online that you'll hear, I've never seen Vampire Diaries, but all the time I'm hearing people say what a great show
it
is. And so, that would be, and True Blood I haven't seen, but I have the DVDs and I intend to see them soon because I've heard so much great stuff about the series that I want to watch it. So it could be, you'll just hear enough buzz from it on the internet, on Twitter, whatever, that it'll be enough where, okay, hey, I'll give it a try. So, it could be that way. Will it be? Who knows?
Yeah, that happened with me with Lost. I actually did not watch season one. I started watching season two, but everybody kept talking about this Hatch. I'm like, okay, what the hell is this Hatch thing? But after I watched the first episode of season two, I was completely hooked, and I went back and got the DVD.
Oh, me
one.
Too, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't get people hooked on 6 minutes. I mean, I started watching V and Flash Forward this year because I didn't have time to watch it live. I watched them on Hulu on the internet and ABC.com, and that got me hooked from watching whatever it was, 40 minutes of those episodes. So I don't think 6 minutes is going to cut it. If you're going to hook people in, good grief, YouTube montages that the fans make on Days are longer than 6 minutes. So,
you're right.
It's true. We've all seen 10-minute montages on YouTube. I mean, I could see them, maybe they should have done, three clips of 10 minutes, like part one, part two, part three of episode one, and, that way it's on YouTube. But I just have a problem with the 6 minutes part and then expecting people to pay to watch more when you don't know how long the other episodes are going to be and you don't know how many they're going to be. So, we did have a new character we didn't talk about, and that was Gabby. So, and I actually think she can act.
I like her.
Yeah, and she's cute.
Yeah, she can. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think she's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. She's the nominee for Dumbass of the Year for giving Nicole $70, and they just met. But Nicole snowed everybody, so she's in good company.
I'm sorry for her.
Yeah.
I can see a 15-year-old being stupid enough.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I can talk to strangers at that age. I sure as hell didn't give them money. But that's just me. Hey, we actually have a caller. Well, better late than never. We have less than a minute to go.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, hi. I guess I should turn my radio down, huh?
Yeah. Sorry, we have 40 seconds to go.
I guess I'll call next time then. Sorry.
Oh, hi. Well, can you give us your name?
I thought it was an hour, maybe.
Oh, this is Anna.
Oh, hi, Anna.
Hi.
Sorry we missed you this time. Sorry, yeah. I got to work tomorrow morning, so I have to call it quits.
Okay. Well, I'll call next time.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, thanks for everybody tonight. It was a fun show.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed it.
Yes.
Well, thanks again to Fancy Face, Queen of the Night, and Saddle Shoes, Bleepity, and Anna. We'll see you guys all next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.